Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Four locations tootling around to help you when your technology doesn't want to help you. We whip it back into shape, make sure it does good stuff for you. Numbers to join us on the program today, if you would like to be a part of the program, 402-558-1110 or outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. The original Schrock Innovations located just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road in Lincoln. The second location was Omaha, 168th and Burke Street. Then we had, of course, the Papillion Service Center, 84th and Highway 370. And then the newest Schrock Innovations opened in the middle of a pandemic because we were kind of bored. That location, of course, at 9500 University Avenue in West Des Moines, Iowa. All righty. So if you missed last week's show, guys, it is available up on the website at schrockinnovations.com. You can play it there. You can download it. It's in all your podcast stuff, all the Apple podcasts. It's everywhere. You can find it online, iHeart. It's all over the place. But if you want it real easy, you can go to schrockinnovations.com, click on radio show, and then you'll hear all kinds of cool stuff like last week what we did. We told you about a Windows update that was causing connectivity problems with your VPN. Now, I would say 50% of you are like, what? So, no, you imagine you get your internet works fine. You have privacy. Everything's going good. You pay this VPN like $100 a year so that you are anonymous on the internet. And then an update comes along from Microsoft that says, well, if you're using that, you can't connect to the internet anymore. And that update is still out there. So, unfortunately, the only thing you can do is uninstall the update. There isn't a patch or a fix for it. Microsoft is working on the issue. We also brought you a story about how Sam's Club is actually deployed. Not we're going to deploy or not. You know, it's AI, but not like the Amazon Go stores. You remember those? Like where you could walk in and put whatever you wanted in your shopping cart and just walk out the door and it would just magically know. The magical power of AI would know what you put in your cart and then would charge your card appropriately. Well, it turns out the Amazon Go stores, their magical AI was 1,000 guys in India in cubicles that were looking at video of you walking out the door and saying, "Woohoo, nice shoes." And that was four things of eggs. There we go. There was no AI there. It was just humans doing video watching. But Sam's Club is actually rolling out some real AI. Those receipt checkers at the door, everybody, I mean, gosh, they took a poll of Sam's Club customers and said, of all the things at Sam's Club, what's the most annoying to you? And the $1 hot dog didn't come up, or the, you know, $1.50 slice of pizza meal deal didn't come up. You know, the 5-pound bag of gummy bears didn't come up. It was the exit receipt checker. That was the 23% don't like the exit receipt checker. So they put up an arch with a bunch of cameras, and according to them, real AI, not that Amazon stuff, but the real thing, to look at your cart and see what's in it and compare that to your receipt so you can walk out the door. Now, whenever I go to Sam's Club, right, the receipt checker is always, you either get that one person who is like a Mensa candidate who is going to forensically audit your shopping cart, or you get like the person who really doesn't care. And they're like, beep, 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 have a great day. And, you know, the one time I made a genuine mistake, I think I told this story. I got three things of chicken, right? Three different packages of chicken. And it didn't occur to my man brain that they probably weigh different. So you can't just scan one of them three times. You know, you're going through your cart at Sam's, beep, 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 beep. And you're checking out and you're going to the door and you get to the receipt checker and she's like, all your chicken weighs the same. I'm like, yay? It's amazing what they can do with hormones these days, isn't it? You know, but so, yeah, the Sam's Club is going to do their AI thing now to speed up your exit during checkout. We also told you about Ford coming under federal investigation because there were two Mach-E Mustang crashes in low light conditions when Blue Cruise was engaged. So Tesla got a break for like half a week before the feds are going to probably get back on them again. Coming up on the program today, guys, we have a lot to cover. There's a zero-day vulnerability I need to tell you about that if you don't have Secure Updater, you need to patch like right now. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but my wife brought this to my attention, actually. There's a guy in Omaha who is an IT guy. He's been doing cybersecurity his entire life, basically, just offering free computer help to people who, you know, were impacted by the severe weather and the tornadoes and everything. And it was a real good feel-good story. I mean, WWT carried it, you know, channel KETV carried it. I mean, every local media place in Omaha ran a story on this guy. And my wife just looked at me and she said, would you just take your computer to some random dude's house to have him, like, recover your family stuff? She's like, it's kind of spooky, isn't it? And I thought, yeah, I didn't even think of that. So I did a deep dive on what the situation is. And so we're going to talk about that on the program here today as well. Also coming up on the show, Apple is releasing their first new iPad Pro since 2022. And they ran an ad for it. And Apple doesn't misstep in their marketing very often. But they turned an ankle in a chuck hole this time. It was bad. And so we're going to tell you what went wrong with their ad and why there was such a backlash about it, that so much so that Apple pulled the ad. They're not going to run it anywhere. Also, tomorrow, OpenAI is going to run a web event where they're going to unveil new features for ChatGPT that are, quote unquote, like magic. So what could these new features be that are coming to ChatGPT, and why would you care even if you don't use ChatGPT? You might want to know about them. So we're going to tell you about everything that's going on in the world as well here. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. As we do every program, we will put you in the drawing. If you call into the program, ask a question, make a comment, you know, just be a part of the show in some way, and we'll put you in the drawing for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate that we'll draw here at the end of the program for you. So if you have Secure Updater, you know what Secure Updater is. If you don't have Secure Updater, you probably have no clue what it is. And so for those of you who do not have Secure Updater or maybe have been into the service center before, we always install it on your computer, a trial version. It's like a 14-day trial. And what it does, Secure Updater updates all the programs on your computer, the common software. So, you know, Microsoft takes care of Windows and Office, right? So we don't have to worry about that. But all your other stuff, your Dropbox, your Chrome, your Firefox, you know, your Adobe products, those, you know, they all eventually get updated. Great case in point. There's a major, major vulnerability out in Chrome right now. My laptop for the radio show stayed in my bag all week. I didn't take it out and use it during the week. So I brought it into the studio here and opened the lid up and went to town. And my Secure Updater popped up and installed a Chrome update, even though Chrome itself didn't prompt me to install the update. So when these companies release an update for their products, you don't get them immediately. You know, it's not like, oh, there's an update, boop. Best you can hope for is sometime in the next 14 days, you're going to get the update. Now, Chrome is a little bit better than that. I would imagine if I wouldn't have manually updated it with Secure Updater, I probably would have seen an update request by the end of the program today. But it takes a few hours. It takes some time. And if you don't use your computer regularly, like every day, and have it powered on all the time, getting these updates in you know, securely when they're needed is hugely important, especially with this vulnerability. So there's a vulnerability right now in Google Chrome that will allow an attacker to read all of the files on your computer, take control of your computer, run software on your computer, pretty much do whatever. You're their Huckleberry. I mean, they can do anything they want to you. And so what do you have to do to earn the privilege of such an attack? All you have to do is go to a website that has a miscrafted, you know, basically a malicious website. So you do a search. What was it that I was searching for? I was searching for a 20 hard drive bay computer server rack mount case yesterday, because that's something we all do, you know, in the middle of the evening. And the one that I normally buy was out of stock, and I was trying to find a replacement, and there aren't any. And some guy on eBay had bought a bunch of them, and it was just like selling them, $100 markup kind of thing, or make me an offer. And so I'm doing this stuff. So I'm clicking all these links and going to these shopping sites. Now, imagine I just happened to click on a link that was not really about that server case. It had information about the server case. That's why Google or whoever you use for search gave you the result. But the purpose of the page being there was to attack your computer. And if you don't have the updated version of Chrome, this attack can happen to your computer and it will go right through your Sophos or whatever antivirus software you have right now. This is the thing that we try to drive home. And this is one of the things that's frustrating. I talked to, you know, in the shop. We had our manager meeting this week where all the managers get together. And I'm like, guys, there's something weird going on where we have more Sophos subscribers than we have Secure Updater subscribers. If Sophos is the more expensive one, you think it would be the other way around. You know, Secure Updater is like $50 to install it and $30 a year to renew. I mean, it's literally an afterthought from a security perspective. But if you don't have that patch management component in place for your security picture, everything else you do doesn't matter. You can have a firewall. You can do everything right, like a hardware firewall in your house, which nobody has. You could be doing everything right, and this will blow you up. So Secure Updater, you can get a trial. If you don't have one on your computer, you can get one at secureupdater.com. It doesn't require a credit card or anything. We make Secure Updater. That's our website, guys. So when people say, well, I want to get it from Schrock, I don't want to go to the Secure Updater page. It's the same thing. We are Secure Updater. Secure Updater is us. We white box it because lots of computer repair shops across the country actually sell Secure Updater. And we provide the licenses for them to do that. And so basically this is something that's a nationwide thing. And so we have to, these other computer shops don't want to have a bunch of Schrock Innovations ads on their, you know, on their computer repair shop pages, right? So that's why Secure Updater doesn't say Schrock anywhere on it, but you can get it at secureupdater.com, put a trial on your computer and make sure you get all the updates that you need. If you have Secure Updater and yours is expired, your icon down there by your clock will be black. And that means it's no longer updating you. And so we have to renew it, which you can do online if you like, or you can just give us a call in the service centers and we can take care of it right over the phone for you as well. All right. And then real quick here, there was a bunch of stories in local media that were run about a gentleman who was doing, all the segments that he was doing complimentary data recovery. And what he was doing wasn't actually data recovery. In most cases, he was taking, you know, devices that were functional out of device. You know, your computer got wet, but the hard drive didn't. So the computer won't turn on, but he can pull the hard drive out, hook it up to another computer, and transfer your information off for you. And he helped about six people that week with various computer-related stuff. And it always, I mean, it's been a while since I've told these stories, but, you know, don't trust the guy you find on Craigslist to fix your computer. He could be a stand-up guy like this gentleman that all these news organizations featured. They did their homework on this guy. He is a stand-up guy. I would venture a guess if it was somebody came to me and said, Thor, if my mother came to me and said, I don't want you looking at my computer, but can I take it to this guy, his house over here, and drop it off and he can work on it on his kitchen island for me? I would tell you that it would be safe, Mom, to take this to the guy on the kitchen island. You'll be okay. But that's not always the case. There are several examples of situations where people who have IT skills but can't get hired anywhere, usually there's a reason, guys. And the reason usually has something to do with a computer crime in their background or some kind of, you know, theft of identity, you know, some nasty story. There's always a nasty story somewhere in there. That's why we have to run background checks before we hire people, because we don't want those people in our organization. But they need to make a living somewhere, so they throw out a shingle on Craigslist and people say, well, you know, Schrock's going to charge me $140 to do this, but this guy on Craigslist will charge me $50. And then they take it there and, you know, who knows what happens to all of your personal private data and things like that. We've had customers ask us, how do you know that your people aren't accessing my data when they're working on my computer? Well, to some extent they are. I mean, if you bring it in for like, you know, hey, my music won't play, they're going to try to open your music. You know, that's going to happen. But no, we have like four guys working on 40 computers. They don't have time. It's like, you know, I'm sure you're special and I'm sure you're unique and I'm sure I don't really care about your data. 100% every time. Doesn't matter. You know, the worst thing that happens in the service center is when we turn on somebody's computer and they forget to change their desktop wallpaper and we get to learn about their eclectic tastes in men or women. I mean, that's like the most exciting thing that happens on the bench, you know, and we had one guy call back and apologize once. He's like, I hope the ladies didn't get back there and have to see that. And we're like, oh, no, it's fine all the time. Don't worry about it. You know, good stuff. But, you know, keep in mind when you do take your computer somewhere to have it serviced, and I'm not, believe me, I am not, the gentleman that's helping people with the storm damage. God bless this guy. He is genuinely a good guy. From everything that I can tell, and I did a deep dive, guys. I looked into everything. I did everything but run a background check on him, okay? he seems to be legit on the level. Everything's right. He's been in cybersecurity for over a decade on a professional level. Just the other thing you have to worry about is guys who are in cybersecurity at professional levels. You know how most people get into cybersecurity in those levels? They're reformed hackers. They're people who used to do bad things that know how to do them, and now they're helping the good guys. And so, that does happen, but that does not seem to be the case here. This guy seems to be a complete straight arrow, but always be careful who you're entrusting your work to. And if you are listening right now and you were impacted by the storm and you're just getting your life back to the point where you care about your computer, totally understand that. If you need data recovery, we're doing complimentary or extremely reduced cost data recovery in our Omaha Service Center for people who are victims of the tornadoes and the storms. So, feel free. If you'd like us to help you, we're happy to help. But this other guy on his kitchen island, he can help you too. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Apple's first new iPad since 2022 and the first ad that they run to introduce it is an epic fail. We're going to tell you what happened coming up next on Compute This.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to SecureUpdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to SecureUpdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at SecureUpdater.com.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back in. Thanks for being with us on the program today. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, and you're listening to Compute This. Number to join us on the program, 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. So Apple drops their first new iPad since 2022. They put out a big ad, ritzy, glitzy stuff, right? I mean, I'm sure they paid like boku bucks to some marketing firm to make this ad. What is the ad? Well, the new Apple iPad Pro is impossibly thin because, we've all cracked a screen on an iPad, right? What's funny is when we recycle the iPads, just to make sure that, once we wipe the device that you guys recycle, I have a habit. I always break the screen because then no one's gonna even screw with the thing, right? And so if I take one of these new iPads and I just go whack on the concrete floor, every time, one whack, boom, the screen breaks. But once in a while, somebody brings in like an OG iPad with the domed back, and it's heavy and it's got the old, not the lightning connector, but the one before it, the big wide one that had the clips on the side that you had to and then charge it up. Those things, you have to bounce them off the floor 5 or 6 times. And sometimes you have to try for like a corner hit to get just to get them to crack. I mean, they were robust. So I'm not so that's super thinner than ever. Great. Do we really need a thinner iPad? Okay, well, whatever. But basically, this new iPad features the new M4 processor. And I'll get into some of the specs on this thing, because if you have an iPad Pro now, this is definitely an upgrade. But basically, it's designed to do all kinds of things, pretty much everything you could want to do with it. In the past, I've often said that iPads are great for consuming information. They're not so hot for creating information. It's hard to be a creator on an iPad. If you're a Photoshop person, like if you're a photographer, if you're a videographer, I challenge you to get rid of your computer and replace it with an iPad, even with a little keyboard, and you could be a little mouse if you want to. But it's not the same experience. You can't do the same things that you can do on a full Mac or a full PC on an iPad. But Apple is claiming this new iPad can actually do everything that you could do, not just on another computer, but anything you could do on a piano, anything you could do with a bucket of paint, anything that you could do with a trumpet, anything that you could do with any creative element in life, the iPad Pro can do it. So what they did is they came up with a giant industrial press. Have you seen these videos on YouTube where this Russian guy just crushes things with a giant industrial press, and things really react weirdly? Like, what happens if you crush a bowling ball with an industrial press? What does it look like? How does it break? You know, any slow-mos and camera films? It's kind of one of those things, you start watching it, and then like 2 hours later, you're like, where did my life go? It's almost like, if you've never watched it, the YouTube videos of cars running over things. That sounds like such a stupid thing to do, but I'll tell you what, moms, if you're listening out there and your little boys are looking for something to do on Mother's Day and you want to keep their attention for a little bit, go on YouTube and search for cars running things over. Like, what happens when a car runs over a yogurt cup? They have a little disclaimer: all food was expired in this commercial. You know, it's like, we didn't waste real food here. For those of you who are starving, this was expired food that you couldn't eat anyway. So Apple gets a giant industrial press, and inside, between the bottom plate and the top of the press, there is this massive array of musical instruments, art supplies, you know, just anything creative that you can think of. And then the press just slowly crushes everything and just crushes it down to the point where the press is completely shut. And then when the top plate comes back up, all that's left is an Apple iPad Pro. Boom! $500,000 ad right there, baby. Yes! Except, interpreted slightly differently, the all-new Apple iPad Pro, coming to you in 2024, literally crushes every creative thing that you could possibly do out of your soul. Just, and then replaces it with faceless, soulless technology that can filter everything that you see and hear and understand. Apple. How different is that from the 1984 commercial? Like, that's kind of soul-crushing, actually. And a lot of people responded really negatively to that, because, I'm sorry, I don't care how good your iPad is. It's not the same as tickling the ivories, if you will. It's not the same. If you have an iPad, this is like if I'm playing, like, what is that, Golf Tee? What is that game? I can't think of it. You know the golf game with the rollerball? Golden Tee, thank you. If I'm playing Golden Tee and I'm getting real good at it, and I think I can go pick up the irons and head out to the course, it's not the same, okay? There's no rollerball there. Imagine that. There's blisters. What happened? I don't know. I was supposed to wear a glove, I guess. I didn't have to wear a glove when I was rolling the ball on Golden Tee. But it's not the same. And so Apple said, we're sorry. We realize this was a mistake. We don't want to crush your soul. That's not really what we're here to do. But if you were going to crush your soul, the new all-new iPad 2024 Pro would be like the way to do it. Be great. So from feature specifications, it's finally going to come with an OLED screen. I mean, Samsung devices have come with OLED screens now for like years. So Apple's going to introduce an OLED screen, which is going to give it a higher resolution and some additional brightness options. In fact, it's 40% brighter. If you've ever turned on an iPad on max brightness and, you know, at night, you know, when your eyes are adjusted to the dark and you're like, oh, gosh. Well, that's going to get 40% worse now. My wife runs her iPad Pro pretty much on low brightness all the time because it's so bright. 40% brighter now. The 3-nanometer chip. These are the kind of chips we're trying to keep China from being able to make. They're stuck around 7 or 10 nanometers. Basically, the fewer nanometers, the more efficient the chip is. So 3 nanometers is the new M4 chip. It's 40% thinner than the previous chip, and probably also about 40% more power efficient as a result. It'll support 8K video. They're getting rid of the 128 gig model because that's just stupid. This is to create things. You need storage space to create things. Basically got the same cameras, huge performance increases, like across the board. The memory's faster, the processors are faster, everything is faster, there's more cores, but none of the software takes advantage of any of the processing capability. So it's almost like we built a Ferrari and we're going to drive it down 72nd Street during rush hour. It's going to be amazing. For those of you not in Omaha, that's a really busy, slow stop-and-go street, especially during rush hour. It's stop-and-go on Sunday morning on the way home. So, I mean, it's not a fun place to drive. So why would you do that? Why would you create a device that has so much more power than what your current software is using? Well, AI, of course. You're going to be asking this thing to do all kinds of AI stuff. In fact, Apple is teaming up with OpenAI for the iPhone, the new iPhone that's coming out this year. So stay tuned on this, guys. The iPad is going to be able to do some AI stuff. We don't know what it is yet, but they've left a lot of horses under the hood to process it. All right, 402-558-1110. Craig, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Hey, Thor. Great program and great business you run. Fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate
Thanks
that.
For that. Well, hey, this is the big kudos or props, whatever you want to give to a couple of guys at the Village Points store out there, Kyle and Dawson. They're fantastic. Look, I recently retired. I had a work laptop I had to send in. That's where I did my printing.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing's gone. I needed to get my printer working on my Schrock PC, and I tried for over an hour and couldn't get this damn thing to work, you know, downloading the drivers and all this. Anyway, I call up to the shop in frustration, and Kyle picked it up, remoted in. I watched him as he was doing it. There's no way I could. There's all kinds of new stuff these clowns at HP cut now to try to get this damn thing running. And the short story is he got it running, was very gracious, kind, and nice to your current customer. All right? So I need to make sure. I went on Google. I gave you guys a 5-star rating. Love your company, man, and your service. So keep up the great work and don't go nowhere. Please.
Well, thank you.
Please.
No. We're not going
you're
anywhere.
You're my IT department now that I'm retired, man.
You know, it's funny. When we created the Schrock desk, that's exactly how we originally marketed it. Is we said, you know, You work your whole life and you have all these people in IT to help you when you have problems, and then you retire, and then you thought they were your friends and they're all gone, and they won't even take your calls anymore. Well, that's why you have, you know, the Schrock desk. $30 a month, unlimited support. There we go. But hey, Craig, I appreciate you being a customer, and I appreciate your business. And the 5-star review is amazing. I did see that. Kyle was rocking and rolling that day. I think he begged 3 or 4 5-star reviews that mentioned him specifically that day, which is one of the reasons we are going to be promoting Kyle to be a lead technician. He's going to get his own service center. So it's going to be pretty amazing stuff. All right, so thanks for the call, Craig. I appreciate it. 402-558-1110, number to join us on the program. If you're outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. We can get you in the drawing with the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. That's where Craig's at right now. So if you want to take it from him, give us a call. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, guys, but when we come back, I know when we talk about AI, it's always this amorphous, like, ooh, AI. It's going to see, it feels like a buzzword. It's not going to be real. It's not going to impact your life. I've already given you a few examples of how Sam's Club is impacting your life with AI. Apple is creating iPads that are going to be able to do AI things. They're going to team up with OpenAI, the makers of ChatGPT, to power the iPhone. I got an email from Samsung the other day saying, sit tight, Thor. AI features are coming to your phone in the next update. So what exactly are we going to be able to do, and what exactly is going to be announced tomorrow by OpenAI that is supposedly a new magical AI update? We're going to talk about it coming up next on Compute This.
There are enough unused computers in storage to give every man, woman, and child in the U.S. an old, outdated, and useless computer system. Obsolete tablets and smartphones are nearly as bad. Most people know not to throw them into the landfill where they leak and contaminate, but it's hard to find a place to safely recycle electronics. That's why Schrock Innovations offers free recycling for computers, laptops, phones, tablets, cords, and accessories. In fact, only monitors and printers have a small recycling fee. Everything else is free. More importantly, Schrock will securely delete any data from your devices and hard drives before they are sent to a certified recycling partner who will then repeat the wiping process just to be safe. When you recycle your old technology at Schrock, you know your identity and privacy are protected and your equipment is being actually recycled by a certified recycling partner. Schrock is proud to recycle more e-waste than we produce annually, making a positive difference to our economy and ecology. Do your part by dropping your old gear at any Schrock service center and be part of the area's largest and most popular technology recycling program with Schrock Innovations.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back.
You would probably rather drink the water at Camp Lejeune than get another call about the desperate need to renew your car's expiring warranty. Who actually responds to those calls? Everyone wants to play the warranty game where you pay money now just in case you need service later that everyone hopes you won't need or use. It's such a waste. It's no different with computers. Major manufacturers' warranties have more subscript crosses than a Sunday morning church service. Batteries are exempt, hard drives must be completely dead, and forget about anything that they can remotely claim as physical damage. That's why Schrock warranties are different. When you purchase a modular PC or a solid-state laptop and extend your warranty, we offer a no-risk, money-back guarantee. If you need the warranty, you will be thrilled to have it. If you don't use it, we refund your money automatically every time. That's right, we are so confident in the quality of our products that our extended warranties are refundable. Many Schrock customers use their refunds to purchase another warranty or pocket the savings and move on. We all know you'll need it to cover that expiring car warranty anyway. Schrock's refundable extended warranties. Just another way the Schrock Innovations Computer Company makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back in. This hour is just flying by, but the good news is after the program concludes today, we will be doing an aftershock. I didn't name it. You guys named it. So aftershock, it just stuck, and now it's the aftershock. So, because it comes after the Schrock show, it's aftershock. But the aftershock is basically where we talk about all the stupid little things in my head that try to leak out during the program but get filtered out. And some of them are entertaining, some of them are informative, some of them are just random thoughts that you're like, that guy's weird. So it could be anything like that. So we're going to do that after the program. We air it at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, where we're also running the show live right now, by the way. So if you'd like to watch your radio, it's way better to check out facebook.com/Schrock Innovations and watch that than just stare at the radio like it's, you know, 1942 or something. All right, 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. Outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. Monday. Mañana, OpenAI is going to release an update on OpenAI's ChatGPT. Now, there's been a lot of rumors flying around the internet about this because somebody out in the wild somewhere spotted some chatbot doing super chatbot things. Like, this is crazy. Like, this chatbot is, like, really good. Like, way better than ChatGPT good. What's going on? And some people were speculating that maybe OpenAI was soft releasing ChatGPT-5, and so or GPT-5, because right now the high-end one that you pay for is GPT-4, and the free one you get is ChatGPT-3.5. So there's some rumors that maybe this was 5 that was being tested, and they were going to announce 5. And so that's what everybody thought was going to happen, so much so that Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, came out on X, and he said, no, we're not announcing ChatGPT-5 or anything like that. You know, it's not that. So, but it's good. But what we're announcing is nothing short of like magical. To him, he says it looks magical to me. And if it looks magical to the guy that made it, you know, maybe this was ChatGPT-5 escaping its confines and jumping out on the internet and like living life. You know, kind of escaping out the window of the bedroom, if you would, you know, as a teenager. So who knows what that thing was, but it was not what's being announced tomorrow by OpenAI. No AI search engine either. That's the other big speculation that was out there, that we were going to get an AI-based search engine that's going to displace Google. Did you know? I heard on a report about Google earnings or something on Business News Network that it's weird where you pick up your tech news, right? Where Google is actually seeing a decrease in the number of searches. It's almost like people are either switching to Duck, like I did, or they are just not using Google to search. My wife doesn't use Google to search. She uses Pinterest to search for things. And I never understood that. I've tried to use Pinterest to search for things. I don't get it. It must be a man brain thing. I don't. Moms out there, you probably know what's going on. But, you know, I can't use Pinterest. I don't understand. So you pin something, but you make a board, and other people can look at your boards, but they can't comment. They can't follow. You get no, like, why would you do that? Why would you take the time to put this on a board and share it with everybody? My wife's like, you just don't understand. No, I don't understand. So the free version, as I mentioned, is 3.5. This could be an upgrade to 4. They might be making the free version, version 4, with plans to release version 5 in the near future, for example. They could include image generation. Currently, ChatGPT does not have, the free version does not have the DALL-E framework. And so if they did, it would be able to do image generation, which could be interesting. There's also the possibility that maybe the free version could have footnotes now, where it will actually tell you, when it answers your question, it'll give you a footnote of where it got the information from, so that you can look down there and say, does it say New York Times? And then you can say, okay, that answer doesn't make sense. And then you can move on to another thing. Although, you see, this is why we have the aftershock. Someone remind me during the aftershock about New York Times actually railing against the Biden administration for taking them for granted. It's getting interesting with the New York Times. By the way, all the things that I described, Microsoft Copilot can do all those things right now. Microsoft is the largest investor in OpenAI. And so essentially on your Windows 11 computer, you get Copilot. So if you want to mess with this stuff, you get everything that other people are paying ChatGPT Pro for. You get it free with your Windows 11 software. So you can check out Copilot there. The AI that's coming is going to require significant processing capabilities. The days of buying a $500 laptop and expecting it to do everything you want it to do, for the most part, are pretty much coming to a conclusion. For example, I'm trying to pick up a laptop for my niece for graduation. She's graduating high school. She's going to college. She got herself a full ride at UNO. She's real proud of this girl. She's a smart cookie. I want to get her a laptop. And my wife's like, just get her like a 14-inch laptop. It's like something with an i5 in it. You know, it doesn't have to be like kaboom. You know, it has to enough to get her through college. And I'm like, every week I get on the radio, I'm like, don't buy a computer for what you need today. Look for what you're going to do in the future. So I'm looking and I'm saying, okay, she needs an OLED screen like the holiday special had. It's got to be 15 inches because they don't make anything good in 14. Yeah, it's lighter, but, you know, do some curls. You'll be fine. All right, what else does it need? It has to have a graphics card because any computer that's going to be doing heavy load AI work needs a graphics card. My wife's like, she's going into education. What possible use could she have for AI? I'm like, duh, somebody's got to write those papers. Come on. You know, she's going to need. So I don't know. So we went back and forth about what she needed. But this is a great example of that. These are questions you need to ask yourself when you're buying your next computer. So like if you come into Schrock and you say, well, hey, I can get the Boundless, which is the entry-level model. And if you're just checking email and paying your bills online, the Boundless is perfect. Or you can go all the way up to the Venture. The Venture is the top dog. And you're like, I don't know that I need all that. And then you can add a graphics card to the Venture and make it like a holiday special, essentially. I mean, which way is the right way to go? It depends how long you're going to keep the computer and how much you plan to do with AI. I will tell you, most people right now are saying, AI, shmay, I'm not going to be doing much with AI, okay? Other people are going to say, you know, I'd like to try out these things to see if they can maybe help me out a little bit in my workflow. But here's the thing. It's estimated. Industry experts are estimating people who know how to use AI right now can get a 43% performance increase in their workflow at work if they implement AI in their own personal workflows. And this means you have to understand the technology. You have to basically be a technologist to use it, right? But tools like Copilot are going to introduce this into your daily workflow to the point where it's just part of the Windows operating system. It's just part of your life. This is like when we first handed you an iPhone and said, no, you just touch the screen. There's no physical buttons. And you're like, that's so stupid. There's not even a switch on this thing. How do you turn it off? And now eventually it's like if you get a phone with a physical button, you're like, that's super annoying. Why is there a physical button on the side of this thing? Apple even got rid of the little round button on the bottom because people thought it was annoying. So there you go. I mean, when you buy your next computer, take a look at what you want to do for AI. If you don't want to mess with the AI today, get yourself a modular computer because we can upgrade it later to do those things for you if you decide you want to go down that road. And one of the things, you probably heard the ad before we came back from break here about the extended warranties. We have a list every month, guys, of everyone's warranty who's expiring. And we send you all a robocall that says, we might owe you money. And you know, then you call us back because maybe Thor owes me some money. And sometimes we do. Like if you bought a warranty from us that you didn't use, we will refund that money back to your Schrock account. Now, there is some confusion here. Some people think that the warranty will automatically roll over if you don't use it. We can't automatically roll your warranty over. Why? All right. The way this works is you pay, let's say you paid $100 for a warranty. And when you bought your computer, and it's discounted when you buy the computer. Later on, you've gone through your entire warranty period. You've never had an issue. You get a refund to your Schrock account of $99.99. You get $100 back. Number one, who in the world am I to tell you how to spend the $100 in your Schrock account? Maybe you don't want another warranty. Maybe you want to use it toward a Sophos renewal. Or maybe you want to buy a computer for someone for graduation and you want to put it toward that. You know, I'm not going to just spend your money for you, right? Number two, warranties, when you buy them after the fact, cost a little bit more than they did when you bought the computer. So your warranty is like $150, so you can't buy a whole new warranty for $100. But if you had a $150 warranty expiring and a new warranty was $150, well, we just need your permission to roll your warranty over. So if you get those robocalls saying that we owe you money, they're not scams, guys. They are legit calls that we are sending you saying, hey, tell us what you want to do with the money in your Schrock account. And we're also going to be implementing some additional communication features on this soon to make sure that people know, because we've had customers come in that thought they just had a warranty that just rolled over forever. And they didn't understand when they came in why they had to pay for a repair. Well, your warranty expired. Well, you know, you have to pay for the repair, but you do have $100 in your Schrock account we can put toward it. It's a bad time to figure out your warranty's not there anymore. So if you have a warranty, if you have a Schrock computer, whether that's a modular computer, a solid state laptop, an older holiday special, something you've had for a little while, be sure to keep it under warranty because let me tell you guys, these things are upgradable. And as AI and this additional processing need comes around, we can change the hardware, especially in your modular computer, to perform at higher levels. If you have a modular computer right now that won't run Windows 11, we can make it run Windows 11 with some hardware changes. But you can't do that on a Dell. You can't do that on an HP. They're designed to be obsolete on purpose. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program. 888-250-2091. Going to take our final break of the program, but when we come back, see, everybody says that Thor hates Apple. The only time you ever talk about Apple is when there's something broken or something that's not working. Well, let me tell you what. Let's just say that maybe you like iPhone, but you're not into the whole Apple ecosystem thing. Like you still want to have your PC. And it really, you know, it always annoyed me that people with iPhones and iPads and Macs, everything was unified. It was so, so simple. You know, I envy that in Apple users because I would be nice, like, to not have to, if my phone vibrates, to be able to just have a message pop up on my screen rather than having to stop what I'm doing and pick up my phone. And maybe I could reply to that message right on my computer screen without having to touch my phone. Well, Microsoft has made that possible now, even for Apple users. And we're going to tell you how to do it coming up next on Compute This.
Computer problems usually don't just suddenly happen. Most failures usually start out as small issues with few or no symptoms. Over time, they grow into error messages, blue screens, and other problems that can be costly to fix. Schrock Innovations biannual preventative maintenance checkup catches those small problems now before they can metastasize and become tomorrow's costly repairs. During the maintenance checkup, our experienced technicians perform up to 8 hours of tests, checks, automated repairs, and optimizations that keep your computer at peak efficiency while identifying potential issues while you still have options about how to handle them. When your computer gets its first checkup, it can see up to a 25% performance improvement and leaves our service center cleaned, sanitized, and running better than the day you bought it. Just about every complex device requires maintenance. Your computer is no different, especially considering the valuable information that passes through it every day. If you have not had your computer maintenance in the past 6 months, you are overdue. Stop in or call any of our service centers to arrange a free pickup to ensure your computer continues to work for you.
Schrock Innovations repair technicians also make house calls. Make an appointment and let us bring our award-winning computer support right to your home or business.
Have you noticed that almost every piece of technology seems to do its best to be disposable? Every day, people toss their phones, tablets, and other electronic devices because they can't be repaired. Manufacturers have engineered their products to fail on a schedule so they can extract more money out of your family budget automatically every year or so. But what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get the performance of today's fastest computers with the expansion and upgrade options you used to enjoy? You just described Schrock's modular desktop computers. Having the right tool for the job is important, and Schrock's modular desktop PCs pack the performance and flexibility to handle your computing needs, from just checking the email to running a complex business. Modular desktops are engineered to be easily repaired with widely available industry standard parts. Every component is selected intentionally to give you years of upgrade and repair options. It is not uncommon for a Schrock customer to be using the same computer for a decade after they bought it. Modular PCs are the most popular custom computers in the Midwest for a reason. When you are ready for your next computer, stop in to check out the modular lifestyle or shop online at SchrockInnovations.com.
Sorry about that on the Facebook feed there, guys. We had a little bit of double audio happening. Well, there's some technical difficulties. I won't get into the details. I'll tell you during the aftershock, but I've hopefully corrected it now. So hopefully we're good to go. All right. Everybody, thank you for calling and letting us know, Aaron. I appreciate it. Everybody was going crazy on the Facebook feed. All right, but hopefully it's all fixed up now. If it's not, let me know, and then you'll just have to turn on the radio. Or I'll close my tab, and I can't read comments anymore. All righty, so let's jump back into those phones real quick. 402-558-1110. Dave, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Hi there, Thor. Hi. Question. My wife has a new computer. She likes to leave it on all the time, all night long. I'm okay with that. But she doesn't think it needs a password on there. I keep telling her I want her to put a password on there. Do we need a password on this thing? It's online all the time.
Gotcha. So the password is... It doesn't really improve your online security, but what it does improve is your physical security for the device. In other words, if a burglar came in and logged into your computer, he could see all her stuff right now. But if there was a passcode, then he couldn't. Now, if it doesn't have a password, one of the things that tells me is it's not set up on a Microsoft account. Because if you did have it on a Microsoft account, you would at least require a PIN number to log in just to get it connected. Now, right now, you're able to do that and everything works fine. But eventually, the day will come where if you're not logged into a Microsoft account, stuff on Windows is not going to work the way it does for everybody else. There's features that you're only going to be able to get if you're signed into a Microsoft account. And then eventually, of course, the way that the world is going, eventually you won't actually buy a computer with Windows on it anymore. You'll subscribe to Windows. There is a Windows version out there, a Windows 11 version that is subscription-based, primarily for businesses. But consumers don't like that idea. We're kind of getting subscription weary. Everything is a subscription now, and you're constantly paying for everything, and you don't know what all these charges are that are coming out of your accounts. We have some customers that actually dispute their Sophos renewal because they're like, I didn't get the email. And we're like, it went to your spam probably. But I didn't know what that was, so I just disputed it. And we're like, just call us next time. Because what you guys don't know is when you dispute a charge on a credit card, it costs the business $30 regardless of how the dispute is resolved. So even if you're like, oh, gosh, I'm sorry. No, I want that. We still get dinged with a $30 processing charge for processing a chargeback. So anyway, to answer your question directly, you're from a security, an online security aspect, it's fine to not have a password, although eventually she is going to have to get one someday. But if she wants to fly without one right now, today's Mother's Day, don't mess with it today. We can talk to her about it tomorrow.
What? How do you keep it secure? hear when you're online then? Just the virus updates, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Sophos to keep it to keep the viruses at bay and to make sure that malicious websites that are tracked aren't getting opened by the browser. And then Secure Updater to make sure your third-party software stays up to date. Those two things are usually hacking, just about enough.
How about hacking into it? I thought people could get to your, if it's not password, they can come and hack into your home computer.
Gotcha. So if they're hacking into the home computer, it's usually happening after you've already logged into it, because you logged in to do something and you went to a compromised website, or you did, or you got a pop up that came up on your screen that said call the 800 number for help, and you did that. You did something that allowed them to get in. If there's a vulnerability that allows them to get in, like this Chrome vulnerability, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Password wouldn't stop that at all. But of course, to activate that vulnerability, you have to be in Chrome and open up a website that's going to maliciously impact your computer. So you have to be doing something. You'll be logged in already.
You have to do something to let a hacker in.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess she's right on that one.
Right. give her the, you know, we don't have to be right all the time. Just save it for some time where something's important, like when you're thinking about an add-on on the house or something.
I just like the, I think I'm right all the time, so that's what's important. Okay.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate your call today. All righty, 402-558-1110. So, guys, one of the things that that we talk about from time to time on this program, you know, we talk about Macs, we talk about Linux from time to time, we talk about PCs. You know, Schrock sells PCs. We don't sell Macs. Why don't we sell Macs? We can't get a Mac for any less than you would buy it for at the Mac store or at the Apple store. So why on earth would we buy a Mac, mark it up to a higher price than you're paying at the Apple store, and then try to sell that to you? It doesn't make sense, right? I mean, the customer service thing to do would be to say, I understand you want to use Schrock for all of your support services around your Mac. That's awesome. Go across the street and buy a Mac and bring it over here, and we'll do your data transfer. We'll do everything for you. You know, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. We'll put Sophos on it. Everything will be good to go. And we do that all the time for Apple users. So we don't actually have a problem with Mac. I don't have a problem with Mac. But one of the things I've always envied is the ability for Apple users to have that ecosystem where everything is unified, where if you get a text message on your phone, you can answer it on your iPad through iMessage. That's pretty cool, right? Well, then Microsoft came out with this thing called PhoneLink. And what it does is on Windows 11, you can set your computer up with your cell phone so that if you get a text message on your cell phone, it pops up on your screen and you can respond to it directly, kind of like an Apple user. It's like a poor man's iMessage. It was pretty cool, right? And then it started working with Signal all of a sudden. And I thought, oh, that's super not secure, because Signal's like an encrypted messaging app. So if my computer screen is pulling up my encrypted messages, that seems like a vulnerability. It's the same thing. You wouldn't want your car pulling up your encrypted messages. Then all of a sudden you're Tucker Carlson and the CIA is telling you not to interview Putin. You know, so you don't, Signal is safe until it's not, basically. So what if you are in a blended household where you have a PC for work, but you enjoy the iPhone? You prefer the iPhone for a communication device. Well, now you can use that same Windows 11 PhoneLink feature to check your iMessages and respond to your encrypted iMessages directly from your desktop. So if you don't want to pick up the phone, or the phone's on a charger somewhere, you know, getting life breathed back into it, those iPhone batteries are pretty small, but their processors are supposedly super efficient. So do you really need a bigger battery? I'm just saying, my wife is always at the end of the day walking around with one of those USB batteries cabled onto her phone. And my giant Samsung phone with its giant Samsung massive battery is just, oh no, my battery's getting low. My wife's like, oh no, what is it? 60%? Shoot. All right, Craig, congratulations. You're the winner of the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Amy from that Omaha Service Center you like so much is going to get a hold of you to get that into your Schrock account. Stay tuned for the After Schrock coming up next at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations. And we'll see you all again next weekend for another edition of Compute This.